Thanks for joining the ROI of Why, a podcast that's here to talk about kind of what's the core of your business and what's moving you forward and really talking about impact. I'm Angie Kubicek, and I'm the Chief Marketing Officer at Firespring.
Hey there, I'm Andrew Tuzon. I am the Vice President of Creative here at Firespring.
Awesome. And today we're here joined by Amy Infante, and she is the CEO and founder of GetGo, a hospitality kind of lead gen engine that is, I think, a quiet riser right now. You guys are about to hit a growth streak. So thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So today we're here just kind of like talking, and Amy is a business owner in Omaha, Nebraska, but her corporate headquarters is based in Winsner, Nebraska, which is a super unique spot. Why are you guys based there?
Well, Winsner is actually my hometown, and my husband and I have lived all over the country. And when we decided to expand the business and create a space, an office location for a staff, and actually create a staff more than just myself and one or two other people, we were looking for a place to bring it back to Nebraska. We lived in Arkansas at the time, and so we kind of positioned it out there, looking at different communities, wanting to rural source. Mm-hmm. And my dad happened to be the president of the economic development in Winsner.
Oh, nice.
And basically said, you have to give us a chance.
That's awesome.
And so it actually turned out to be a great story for the town of Winsner. They got some press based on, you know, hometown girl moving back and building her business there. And I feel like they're still really proud
That's
of
awesome.
The fact that we're there. We have about half of our staff is located in the area and comes into the office every day. And then we also have a lot of remote team members that work across the country.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Cool. How big is the town, city?
You know, I probably exaggerate. I want to say it's close to 1,500.
Are you rounding
up?
Oh,
wow. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
That's awesome.
Nice.
So, Amy, something that's really kind of exciting, and Amy and I are close personal friends, but I've gotten to watch GetGo kind of evolve over the last couple of years, and I think something Andrew can really attest to with his previous company that he ran as Evil Empire is just this importance of our kind of commitment back to the communities that we exist within and serve. And so you've recently adopted a kind of a give back impact component to your business, and I know, Andrew, you can kind of attest to kind of what drew you to making sure your focus moving forward is around that. So.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's always been a big thing for me, right? Like, I think that's just how I was raised. Like, I got a lot of my work ethic from my folks, obviously. Like, I became an entrepreneur when I was like 11 or 12 with this summer project that my dad helped me take to market, essentially, which was really cool. But then also just like the being involved in community that was always important to my family and just like the way we were raised. And I learned from a very young age that, you know, whether it's impact or it's Chamber of Commerce, like you can't go into one of those things expecting, you don't do it because you want lead gen. You don't do it because you want growth. You do it because you believe in it. And then if growth comes out of it, if opportunities come out of it, then that's just like icing on the cake.
Right.
Right. But with Evil, so I owned, just to give you some context, I owned Evil Empire Creative here in Lincoln. Started that in May of 2016 after I moved here from Denver, Colorado. And we focused mainly on like web development, advertising, very similar to what we do here at Firespring. And was just always very like impressed, intrigued, and just respected the hell out of Jay for like, and just all Firespringers for the commitment they make to the community. And we definitely tried to do what we could with the hours that we had, right? We were a smaller crew. It was like 25 was kind of our max and sweet spot. And, you know, so we definitely did some volunteer hours, but it was nowhere near as like structured and like baked into our core values as it is here at Firespring. And that was one of the biggest things that attracted me to sell Evil to Jay. You know, it's just like the lasting impression and like the amount of good that that guy and this organization brings to our community is just insane, right? And yeah, it's like to be able to be a part of that was just, I had to be a part of that, right?
So what's it been like for you, Amy, as you guys have kind of gone through this like internal discovery process of like your new why? Like, what was that like and how did your team react when you're like, we're going to start having this impact connector?
Yeah, it's been a really fun ride so far, and we're just beginning on this journey with really looking at how do we impact. And what I always tell the team is I look at us as a web, right? We're spreading that web. Mm-hmm. So it's really important for us to have a strong culture within GetGo and for us to understand, we say it all the time, we are here to serve, not to be served. And I think when you have that mentality going in, it's not about scorekeeping, like you said, about right. what am I going to get out of this? It's about really impacting your world and creating your best life by being of service.
Right.
And so we talk about that constantly within GetGo, and we've adopted some things like volunteer paid time off. And
right.
I think the side benefit of that for a small business is that, you know, we can't always compete with the larger companies with different benefits and things that we do, but there's a lot of studies out there about, you know, what it's not always just about the monetary benefits of mm-hmm. a business, but how can people make a difference?
Right.
And how can they take the you know, where they spend a lot of time every day and a lot of time with those people, and, you know, how can they impact more of their why as an individual? And then how does that spread to our families, to our community, to our friends, mm-hmm. and just, you know, being able to spread your light, basically, right. is what it's all about. I love it.
For my understanding, when did you begin GetGo?
So GetGo has been around for 13 years.
Okay.
And it grew with just me. And I was a one-woman show for quite a bit of that time. I would say just over the last 6 years mm-hmm. of that is when we've really evolved into who we are today. And
awesome.
And it feels like it's a constant evolution, right? Like, if I look back a year ago from where I am today, you know, we just rebranded in March of 2018, and we just completed a new website in October of 2018. And so a lot of that, really, we were able to align the vision that I had for the culture and our give back and our impact with the new brand. And just, it created more pride, I think, in me, which kind of, you know, spreads and sets the tone for the rest of the company.
Right.
And like I said, it's been a really joyful ride. And also, you know, I'm sure, as you know, Drew, there's the ups and downs as well.
Yeah.
And with GetGo, you guys, you know, you serve the hospitality industry, and you're really focused on helping them kind of change that lead cycle. So instead of waiting for those RFPs, which we can totally identify within the agency world, where you get the RFP and you're like, oh man, I hope we're not just chasing that bottom maker. So elevating up into that funnel so people connect with, you know, the hotel or whatever the need is from that top, you know, line. That's something that you guys are really kind of focused in on. And you're working with some of the giants in the hotel industry. And I won't put the cat out of the bag of who those are, because I don't know if we're allowed to. But how do people respond when you guys kind of talk about your ethos? I feel like it's so different than maybe what you hear from that hospitality world where it's just so big.
Absolutely. One of the things that I'm really passionate about is changing the language that we use within our industry and being more real and grounded and down to earth about what's realistic in this game of sales and building your funnel and being consistent with mm-hmm. it and making it sustainable for your business. So there's a lot of challenges within that, within the industry. And it's fun to be that brand and that company that really comes out and talks about it in a different way than they're used to hearing it. It also comes with its challenges, because sometimes I feel like we're rolling a boulder up a hill.
Right.
But it is very rewarding when we work with partners like some of those big giant corporations in the industry that are really embracing it and look to us as an advisor and a trusted advisor at that. And and I think that, you know, it's funny when we talk about impact and how we impact our communities and using the different organizations like Set Me Free that we partner with. We also, I feel like that culture that we build within GitGo spreads to our customers and our partners within the industry. And it's so fun to get that feedback from them about how they feel after they join a live stream with us, mm-hmm. and how they feel after, you know, connecting with Caleb or Julia on the mm-hmm. marketing team or customer experience team. So that's, you know, really what it's all about, right? It's like spreading the positive energy around.
I love that. That's and it's kind of something that I feel like sometimes. So recently we did this really kind of random event at Fire Spring called Take Your Parent to Work Day. Mm-hmm. And we had, you know, it was kind of this really cool thing because a lot of times I feel like I talk about what we believe in at Fire Spring and I get met with like glossed eyes and they're like, you do what? And one of the questions I've been getting asked is like, how is this like impact and community focus scalable for larger entities? And I think it's just been a really kind of unique challenge. And both FireSpring and GitGo partner with people much larger than us in size and revenue volume. And so trying to get them to understand that, like, how have you kind of thought about that bridge of large corporation to small businesses and how this can like, or have you thought about it? Or when you're having organic conversation about that being as a cornerstone to your why, how does that all kind of flow in your mind?
Because well, it really is one of our missions to help larger corporations in the hospitality industry understand small and medium-sized businesses. So we partner, they hire us basically because we know small and medium-sized business. Not only are we one and we are like the, you know, poster child for who they're targeting, but we also speak to about 500,000 small and medium-sized businesses a year. And we have 23,000 hours of conversation. With those customers. So the data and insights that we have collected through those very organic conversations, but also the insights that we can pull out of that information is really valuable to our customers. And the ones that embrace it and understand how huge this world is of the small and medium-sized businesses. I mean, there's 28.8 million in the U.S. alone, something like that. And although they're not the companies that are sending 10,000 travelers into a city all at once, that combined is really powerful for their business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think like something that we've talked about just like off of the record, but is how you guys really wanted to kind of like have this impact focus that was really tied into something that you could attainably assist in the cause. So it's not just like writing the check or doing the thing, but you want to like roll up your sleeves and be able to say you've made this difference. And I think when you talk about 28.5 million small businesses, if they all started to like have that same charge of like, we will stop human trafficking or this is the goal as a part of that, that's crazy.
Even just like a little bit, right?
Right.
Like,
and I think that's
where
such
we get a huge number.
Stopped as a society as we start to think about everything as the sum of the whole instead of the parts to get you there.
Right.
And it's something we preach all the time, like take bite-sized chunks. And when I think about scaling for large businesses, it's like, well, just you have to think about the impact and what you can achieve and not solving the problem tomorrow. And I feel like that's where it stalls out.
Well, it doesn't have to happen overnight too,
right?
Like I think I've had several conversations since I've started here with different organizations that like aren't necessarily impact focused yet, but they're interested in going there, right? And like I think there's this misconception that it has to like just happen overnight. It's like this switch you flip. So I really think it's interesting to dig through the evolution of the impact strategy, right? Like when you started GitGo, you said what, 13 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, was impact a part of your strategy back then? Tell me like a little bit about you navigating.
Survival.
Survival, nice, yeah.
Survival. And you know, it actually started out, I'll admit, the business started out more as a, let's test this out. I never thought I would be an entrepreneur. and it just happened for me.
Right.
And I got really passionate about what I was able to do. I loved being in the industry. But as I evolved as a leader and as an individual, I've invested a lot of time and actually money into personal growth.
Yeah.
And hired coaches and, you know, been to Tony Robbins UPW and all that cool stuff. But
right.
So I've invested a lot of my, and it really just, it impacted me. And I thought, well, I've got an audience, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've got people who, and I was sort of in the beginning phases of the business, sometimes I felt like a bit of a psychologist to some of my employees. Sure, right? Sure, right?
Is that like part of the script?
Yeah, I think it must be. And so I was like, you know, I was able to one-on-one conversations. I think I was helping in their situations. And I'm a trusted advisor to a lot of our clients. I mean, I have, you know, VPs of sales and marketing that come to me and pour their souls out. And it's not just about business and building revenue. It's, you know, struggles with their other leadership people, you know, and things like that. And mm-hmm. I was like, you know, it literally is about the energy you put out and yeah. having that impact in everywhere you go. And how can I structure that more for our business and also find the right people who mm-hmm. are ready
yeah.
To be part of our business, right? So that we can do this as a company. And then once we got to that point where I felt like, okay, the culture is feeling really strong and, you know, we've made a lot of strides here and I feel like I've got a buy-in with the team. And they started asking me, like, what more can we do? How can we get more involved? And that's when I kind of tasked a couple team members and said, okay, here's the criteria. If we're going to like latch on to an organization, mm-hmm. this is the criteria. I said, I felt with human trafficking for us makes a whole lot of sense. It was something that I've been passionate about. I mean, there was a period of time not too long ago, like you could turn on social media and all you saw was like the scary things happening in the retail stores, right? And things like that. And I was like, oh, this is just, it lit a fire in me. And I started talking to the team about it. I said, what do you guys think? And they're like, oh, absolutely. Well, lo and behold, it also impacts our industry greatly. Exactly. The hotel industry talks a lot about it. There's industries that get involved. And so we actually decided, okay, we want to do this, but there's so much out there that's very reactive and fear-based around that. And so we really wanted to find an organization that talks about being proactive and empowering people to take a stand and do something about it before it becomes a problem.
Yeah.
You know, find, like, help people before they become a victim, basically, in education. And so that's when we found the organization that we partner with, Set Me Free. And
that's great.
Yeah, they're fantastic. And, you know, we're still in the very, very early stages of figuring out what can we do besides the monetary piece of it? How else can we get involved?
Sure.
Yeah, I just like that there's so much intentional decision making around it. So that way it's not just this like shallow statement that your organization is making, but that you're really starting to like commit and empower your team members to carry that torch through for you. And I think that's, for me, when I think about like when people say, well, what's the payout? What's it really doing for your business? That reward level. And I don't know, maybe not in other markets, but here in Nebraska, hiring's tough right now. We have a pretty tight hiring market. And so for us, the retention of our employees is so important. And while people look at FireSpring sometimes and we'll say, oh my gosh, you guys have, you know, nearly 200 employees. You must do all the things. We still struggle from a benefit standpoint. I mean, the up-down desk right now is a hot topic here. But the thing that makes people love working here is the fact that they are connected to the mission of like this give back and volunteering. And I love that you've like now created this storyline. So that way, as you guys get deeper rooted, you can elevate it up into like how then when someone's working with you, you can be like, well, your partnership with GetGo allowed this to happen. And that's such a strong piece that then it's like, well, now you're retaining your clients, hopefully, because of that mission.
Well, your clients and your team too, right?
Like, it's like this full circle.
That kind of buy-in is so important, right? Like you can't say we're about this thing, everybody has to go donate this many hours, and then there's not buy-in, and then they just feel like it's the obligatory box they have to check, right? Like for you to empower your team members to like be a part of the direction you took, like that's the piece that I really latched onto in your story there. Yeah. Like that's giving them that kind of like
ownership,
exactly, right? Like they are a part of where it's going. And that kind of buy-in is huge from like not only a retention standpoint, but just a culture standpoint too. Like if everybody feels like they are contributing to the ethos of the thing, that ethos is going to be much healthier and, you know, living and breathing. And so that's so awesome.
Let's talk a little bit about like the Set Me Free group that you're working with. Yeah. I think it's this like super unique story. And like, how did you, I'm sure that like you had said, some are reactive. They seemed very proactive. So kind of what are they doing, and what is kind of their current mission path that you guys are helping them kind of faster? Because they're a newer organization.
They've been around for a while. They're taking off, though. We're really proud of the work that Stephanie Olson and her team are doing. She's really committed to growing and expanding it outside of Nebraska and Iowa, which is where they've pretty much been focused.
Yeah.
But
they kind of have to be, because it's like one of the, our like interstate system is one of the highest human trafficking byways in our country, which is like crazy.
It's just
to
a little
me.
Scary.
Terrifying.
Yeah. It's fine.
I think what I really loved about their story and how they share the problem, basically, is they go and they speak to parent organizations, they speak to corporations, they'll speak to anybody and talk about, you know, the things to watch out for, basically, because there is a grooming process. And a lot of times it's not the kidnappings that you hear about at the in the retail stores and you know, a stranger. It typically is somebody that gets to know the person and kind of brings them into their fold. And there are things to watch for, basically, within that process. So if you have a child who is, you know, being groomed, you can detect it. And you can see if you're a teacher, you can see it. If you're a front desk agent at a hotel, you can spot the signs that something's going on. And, you know, we've heard the stories of the airline flight attendants spotting things on a plane. And, you know, it really is making people more aware and what to watch for. And I loved that piece of it, because the other organizations that we kind of looked into were really about the statistics. And the statistics are just, you know, they're awful. I think it's 1% of victims are recovered. And
1%?
So
that's a gut punch.
Yeah. So what? So the fact that Set Me Free is focusing on stopping it before they get to the stage in that process where they're not recoverable, that really hit home for us. And we want to help them get their message out in a bigger way.
Right.
And there's so many opportunities because, as you mentioned, you have all of those conversations a year. Just, wow.
Yeah. And we, you know, we're the hospitality industry.
I'm like stunned by that stat.
I can't. The 1%
thing. Yeah. I might be. I mean, I know it's a very low percentage, but if it's something like 1 or 2%, it's crazy.
That's just, it's terrifying, right? Like,
That's insane. So have you noticed within the like larger entities that you guys do partner with, or the ones you're not even partnering with? I know that there's a ton of conferences where the hospitality groups, and there's like a couple main hubs within that space. Like, how are they adopting into some of this like impact world? I think there's so many ways to shape that conversation. So as a small business, you're doing your part. And I think sometimes we feel that ownership into like, no, I can do this. But sometimes when you're one of a team of 5,000 or you have 10,000 employees or whatever it may be, like, how do you see them tackling it, like, from your position in this world of impact? Like, what are you seeing done?
So it's fun because I'm really proud of the fact that we adopted this partnership before the conversation grew to where it is today. And I know that it can grow even more. Right. There's a lot of evolution still needed in the conversation around human trafficking in the hospitality industry. But I've noticed that at conferences, it's becoming a breakout session. You know, they're actually speaking about the issues. And I think it was, I'm not exactly sure, but I believe California is creating, or they're looking to make it a law that there has to be some type of education, hours.
A continued education.
Yeah,
basically.
Continued education with the staff to how to spot human trafficking. So I love that. And I think that, you know, there are certain brands and companies that have adopted it, which has really helped take off. And there's so much more that we can do. And I think that what I've seen is we're starting to move to the proactive conversation. There's still a lot more to be done there, but you know, they're starting to talk more about how do we prevent it, which is, you know, critical.
Right. Yeah. Well, now I kind of want to go and like read all day about this because that's terrifying, yeah. especially yeah. as a parent. Like right. that's crazy. But I think it's like so cool that as like a small business where time is tough, like it's, I mean, it's easy to work a really long day and then you have all your other life responsibilities outside of that, that you guys have like in this growth phase of your company decided to adopt this like focal point, mm-hmm. even as you're, it would be easy to kind of let it be a thing or just to give a check at the end of the day. But I love that you guys have really internalized it and thought about like, how can we change that conversation?
Right.
I think it's so compelling, but well, thanks so much, Amy, for joining us today. I think what Gitgo is doing is phenomenal. And I love, I mean, I think we could dig into your guys' story about your culture development and how you guys are really kind of changing just how you operate. It's so fun to watch as a peer and a friend. And thanks for coming and sitting in on our little podcast and
thank
talking
you.
About yeah, what
thank
you're doing.
You so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks.